Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. As we've discussed before on Stuff to Blow Your Mind, gold is a special element. Particles of gold can linger on a riverbed for centuries and retain all their luster and beauty. And the same can be said for golden artifacts buried in the earth. But not so with other metal creations. Consider the sword. As instruments of war, they require strength and sharpness. So malleable gold is a poor choice of materials. And so swords tend to rust, whether dropped on the field of battle or buried in a stately tomb. In the 1982 film Conan the Barbarian, our muscular hero liberates a sword from an ancient crypt, and it's ready to use, sharp and unrusted, despite untold centuries stuck away in a tomb. We can forgive the film for this since it deals with a world of magic, and perhaps it's Atlantean smiths mastered arts that allowed it to endure. One of the closest things in real life, however, is the sword of Gojin. Archaeologists believe this resplendent bronze weapon belonged to Gojin, who ruled the kingdom of Yu from 496 to 465 BCE. His ownership is identified in writing on the blade itself. When the king died, his sword was buried with him and remained there for more than 2,000 years. Then, in 1965, a team of archaeologists in Hubei province unearthed the waterlogged tomb, and amid the many undisturbed artifacts, they found the sword. Suffice to say, Conan the Barbarian would have been pleased, because the sword of Gojin was remarkably well-preserved. Not only was it largely untarnished, but it was sharp, reportedly able to cut through 20 pieces of hard paper, according to the Hubei Department of Culture. Again, this was no Atlantean magic sword, but a bronze blade. How had it survived so long in a flooded tomb? Part of it is the sword's composition. According to Chu Langhu in a 1996 study published in Chinese Studies in the History and Philosophy of Science and Technology, the sword was smelted from tin bronze, and the pattern of decoration on the surface contains black copper sulfide. The tin in the weapon's edges helped it retain its sharpness, and the sulfur helped decrease tarnishing. More to the point, however, the sword passed the centuries in a sheath that was nearly airtight. It's just like if the Lady of the Lake stored Excalibur in a big Ziploc bag before taking it with her into the depths. Tune in for additional editions of The Artifact every week, hosted by either Joe or myself. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.